Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Mike Calton Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. I believe the great Rudy Giuliani called during the break.
He is on the hotline now.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, how are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
As a guy who lived in New York for 20 years and may never have this opportunity again, I want to say thank you for your leadership during 9/11. It was
very nice, Mike, and I hope you get the opportunity again.
I know you know this, but the entire world really was behind you during those times, and we looked for a leader, and you definitely were that guy, and we thank you.
Mike, that means a lot. Thank you.
I want to get this.
I want to talk about the debate last night, how we kicked Mr. Biden off the stage, right?
Let me get this out of the way real quick, and let me just tell you, I am a supporter of yours, and I had a screener for the Borat movie, and I broke it down yesterday, and I watched it before I even knew you were going to be on the show today, and I said this is a perfect case of them trying to embarrass somebody who did nothing wrong. We broke it down
I know you did.
I broke it down frame by frame. I explained it. We showed the actual video because I had a copy of it. And I said this was a man that was doing nothing more than doing an interview and tucking in his pants. And they're trying to make him look like he did something wrong. And I thought that was very unfair to you.
And at the end of it, what they leave out, she says to me, "Can I give you a massage?" And I said, "Brian, call the police."
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, I wanted to...
And you know what he did?
What?
You know what he did? He ran out with his cape on, and probably forgot to put the rest of his pants on, and he had, like, his underwear. He ran down Madison Avenue in his underwear, let's put it that way.
And I thought the other thing that was cool about you is you immediately talked about it, and you talk about it, and you laugh about it, because you don't seem like a stuck-up guy. You're like, I get it. It's a joke, and I know what the intention was.
Yeah,
it's over.
Guy's a jackass. The only thing I get angry at him about, he's obviously putting it out now because of the election. This movie actually came out in August, and then they decided to take it back, and there was no comment about this in August. They decided to take it back, and then now they're doing it as a political hit. But who cares? Look, for the price of getting out maybe the worst scandal in American political history, I can have Borat make fun of me, okay? This scandal is of amazing proportions. You only know the tip of it, and the tip of it's pretty bad. I count $40 million going to the Biden family over their 30-year career of crime.
Wow.
When I say 30 years, people think I'm saying it. That comes right from the hard drive, right from the words of Hunter Biden, in which he says, for 30 years, I've been collecting money, paying the expenses of the family, and kicking half back to pop.
Wow. In those words?
That's the story. I'll get you the exact words.
I'm fine with your paragraphing.
That's about the exact words, and it comes in a text message to his daughter Naomi, who's kind of learning, beginning to learn the family business.
Yeah,
the family business going back to James and Joe Biden when they were cheap little hustlers in Delaware. Was, you know, they'd sell little lobbying contracts for $4,000 or $5,000, and then Joe would go do the lobbying, whatever lobbying was needed. Then later, Joe got Hunter a no-show job at the Bank of Delaware, I think it was. He became the biggest lobbyist for the bank, and there was a big, big article about how unethical it was. And Joe just said, "I don't know what my son does." But they lived in the little state of Delaware.
Right.
Next door to each other. Of course he knew. He's been lying all his life, and that's why he lied last night.
He didn't get money. He said he didn't get money. He said he's never received money from a foreign country ever, and also went on to say this thing was a hoax and to blame it on Russia.
Well, it's got nothing to do with Russia. Absolutely nothing to do with Russia. That man, Bobulinski, doesn't come from Russia. He's an American Navy officer. I don't come from Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia.
Yeah.
The hard drive I have was given to me from Hunter Biden's repairman, where he left it behind so long that the man became very suspicious that he was holding something criminal. So he listened to it, and he heard something criminal. This repairman can figure out there are crimes on there. And he called the FBI, and the FBI deep-sixed it for a year until I brought it out and shoved it down his throat.
Well, listen, the more that, I mean, how much will people get to see in the next 11 days, enough for them to actually see everything that's on there?
I guess that's the big question, Mike, because there's an iron curtain of censorship that has been built up on ABC, NBC, big networks,
yeah,
big tech, and big corporations. They're not even covering this on the networks. They didn't cover Bobulinski's press conference.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why do we allow that? Why? I mean, if it's one thing that President Trump really pointed out, everybody laughed at him when he said fake news in the beginning. But we've really learned in the last 3.5 years that there is definitely a problem with our media. And I'm in the media.
Well, how could it be, no matter what side you're on, this man shows up, he says, I'm Hunter Biden's partner. That guy, the guy running for president, got 10% of the proceeds from a transaction with the Chinese communists.
Yeah.
This is not a transaction with Walmart. These are three high-level Chinese communists. One, a member of Chinese organized crime, who has since been executed by the Chinese, Xi Jinping. The second one is Stanley Ho, who gets arrested, and the first person he calls is James Biden, his partner.
Why is it that 60 Minutes?
Family, the family's a crook.
Why is it 60 Minutes not chasing this down? Why does that not, why don't they go after that like they went after the president on Sunday?
Because they're biased, they're unfair, they want him defeated at all costs. They're willing to lie and to lose their integrity over it. Some of them do it out of ideological excess. Some of them do it out of blind hatred. And some of them do it just because they're playing crooked. I mean, in the case of big tech, they're playing crooked. I mean, they make a lot of money in China. They're not going to cross China. Look, the NBA won't cross China. China offers a market four times ours.
Yeah.
I know some people in the gaming business that will say they could close down their places in America and make just as much money, if not more, in China.
What do you think?
If you're an American, you say, who gives a damn?
Right.
China is a communist country. China kills little girls. China just killed 200,000 of us. I mean, if you think that came from any other place but China, then of course you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
China is prepared to take over the world. All you have to do is read what the leader of China says, and they know how to buy American politicians. And the guy they have bought the best and the most is Joe Biden. When he was vice president, they put his son in a $1.5 billion private equity fund. He doesn't know a damn thing about private. The only thing this kid knows about is smoking crack. And that's not his fault. It's his father's fault.
Yeah.
The reason this kid is a degenerate crack addict is because 30 years ago, his father decided to use him as a bag man rather than to put him into real rehabilitation. And you want to know what I really think of Joe Biden? I've known him 35 years. If I got next to him, I'd probably spit in his face.
Wow.
He's kind of fatherly. And I know that he doesn't take care of the young girls. If I have another text message that says that Hunter Biden is sort of crying out for help to this shell of a man, Biden, and he says, I create a very unsafe environment for the kids.
He said that to his father.
Biden didn't do it. These phony Catholics didn't do a damn thing about it. I had to be the one to go to the Delaware police with this. And now they're investigating it. When I saw it, I called in the New York City police detectives who protect children. I asked, you look at this hard drive. You look at these photos. You tell me what I have to do. And they said, Mr. Mayor, you don't have a legal reporting obligation because you're no longer in government. But if you're a decent man, you have a reporting obligation. And I said, well, gee, I'd like to get to heaven, so I'm a decent man.
Well,
I'm not a low life. I'm not a low life like the Bidens. That family is a trash family.
So
no question about it. I wish you could see all the photographs. I wish you could see the photographs.
What's in the photographs? What kind of photographs? What are you concerned with?
Well, I think you can see some of them. You got to be careful with the photographs because there are photographs of underage girls that we can't put out.
And where are they coming
from?
Why does he have those?
They're coming from Hunter Biden's hard drive.
Over
his hard drive.
Is he with these girls, or are they just of the girls?
Hard drive, and he has grown women.
Wow. Now, what happens if Biden gets elected to president, and then all of a sudden this all busts out?
He's going to have to go to jail. This kid's going to have to go to jail.
This is insane. His son
admits. I got the actual text out. Okay. You can see that Hunter Biden, the last couple of years, has gotten very bitter. I think he's starting to realize how he's been misused by his father.
Right.
You know, 30 years ago, when this guy started having a drug problem, his father could have kept him out of this business, right? There are a lot of bums in Washington who would do this shit then. A lot. He doesn't have to use his son. I know mafia guys that kept their sons out of the family. Who are better men than Joe Biden, at least as a father. But he gets his son involved in this dirty business from the very beginning. And if you think I'm exaggerating, this is in his words, in the hard drive. This is not Russian. It's in English. And it is verified by the FBI now.
Wow.
I love you all, but I don't receive any respect. And that's fine, I guess. Works for you, apparently. I hope you could all do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard. Don't worry. Unlike Pop, I won't make you give me half your salary.
Wow.
Now, how did Hunter make money all those years? He made money on graft, bribery, no-show jobs. His job with the bank was a no-show job. He never showed up in the Ukraine, yet he got $2 million a month, a year. So, I mean, from the beginning, I knew this money was going to Joe Biden. I'm not a fool. I prosecuted hundreds of corrupt politicians and a couple that were smarter than this jerk. And this money was going to Joe Biden. But I never had proof like that. That's an admission that would be admitted in court as evidence against him that he and his father were involved in a bribery scheme.
Will he ever turn? Would Hunter Biden ever turn, you think?
Father turning on son?
No, son.
With a pathological love for his father who screwed him.
Yeah.
I doubt it. But I think everybody else around them will turn. They're slimy people. They cheat, by the way. They cheat their co-conspirators. The Bidens aren't even honest thieves.
Right.
The reason Bob Bielinski is talking, and another guy's coming forward right now,
cheated.
Is because they were trying to cheat him out of $5 million.
Wow. Well, that's the number one way to get people to turn against you.
I prosecuted 5,000 criminals. So I also remember there were two kinds of thieves. There were thieves who stole from people, but they were honorable with each other.
Right.
And then there were thieves that stole from the other thieves. They're even in that category.
That's your
current Democratic Party since Bill Clinton. The upper echelons of the Democratic Party were corrupted by the Clintons, and there are not just a few of them that do this. The Bidens and the Clintons may do it for the biggest money, but a lot of the Democrats at that Washington level are involved in pay-for-play. A lot of them. And the Clintons corrupted it. 99% of the Democratic Party, honest, good people, just as honest, just as good, some maybe even better than Republicans. They just have a different political viewpoint. Now, since Clinton, there's a corruption at the top that only they can weed out. And the only way to weed it out is to defeat the heck out of them and have them go back and start from scratch. That's happened to us as Republicans sometimes. It's always been helpful. Yep. It has to happen to them now.
We're talking to Rudy Giuliani, who is breaking some extremely shocking information. I mean, we've all heard about the laptop, but I haven't heard about all the details.
It's hidden from you.
What? I'm sorry? Oh, yeah, it's hidden.
It's deliberately hidden.
Yeah.
It's being deliberately hidden from you, the American people, by big tech, by big media, because they want to remain in control. They want to remain in control of you. And if you elect Biden, we're going to have this censorship permanently.
It's amazing. If Joe Biden wins this election, what is that transfer of power going to be like, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, the transfer of power, if he wins it legitimately, will be peaceful. All that stuff about not peaceful is ridiculous. However, I have no doubt that we will become a country that is run by big tech,
yeah,
big business, China. I mean, China didn't make a $30 million, $40 million investment in the Bidens for addicted Hunter Biden.
Right.
Unless the Chinese are stupid, they bought Joe. They've already gotten a lot out of Joe. He hasn't won a single negotiation with them in 40 times.
Right.
Tariffs are through the roof because of Joe. Gosh, if you live in the Rust Belt, you could have a big statue of Joe Biden that you put up and tear down. I mean, he cost you your job. He cost you your job.
Well,
and the high tariffs that he put up with China, that's the reason we don't have a steel industry. It's the reason we don't have a coal industry. And by the way, he's against coal. He's against oil. He doesn't stop China from sending all the coal they want up into the atmosphere and do all the magic with climate change that he's against. Never once tried to stop China from doing it. We can stop all our emissions. Not going to mean a darn thing if China and India continues.
Right.
It's just going to mean another million American jobs.
And what was he saying last night? How his plan to get them to stop doing that? He was by leveling more tariffs against them? I mean, how is he going to control that if he's in office?
Well, I don't know. Maybe he'll do what the Democratic governors do to enforce masking. He'll arrest them.
Yeah.
When you put them in power, they do have more of a tendency toward authoritarianism than Republicans do.
I am nervous about the next 11 days. I think in this situation, it's the same thing as last election. We don't know. We have no idea what's going to happen. And I think that this is a scary time for everybody.
Watch Broward County and Palm Beach County. Last time they tried to steal the governorship and the Senate race there.
Yeah.
It is well known among those who investigate voter fraud that one of the tricks that's played by the Democrat Party in Florida is, if it's an election within 2%, all of a sudden, Palm Beach County and Broward County can't report for 2 weeks, and everybody can report in 20 hours.
Right.
But what's different about Palm Beach County and Broward County than every other county in the state of Florida that can get its vote in by the next morning at least? And they take 2 weeks. Because if it's a 2% election, they're actually doing a calculation, the crooks in the Democratic Party. Can we steal enough votes there to overcome the election? That's what they were doing 2 years ago to DeSantis and Scott.
Yeah.
And the woman who was doing it for 10 years got caught. So I don't know. I hope Ron has gotten control over that. But, I mean, your state, please don't feel bad. My state does more cheating than anybody, New York. But and we just cheat for fun because it doesn't matter.
Boy, you got to
look. You're going to vote Democrat. Cheat all. I mean, if you want to cheat, if the people in Florida want to cheat in Florida, come to New York. I'll let them cheat all day.
You got to be looking at New York and just shaking your head in the last year, the way de Blasio has run that place.
You get me depressed if I say that. I mean, it really is heartbreaking.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
I gave a big portion of my life to making that city great because I love it. Yeah. Not for money. I wasn't getting money from the Chinese like that bum was. I didn't sell my office like that bum did. And I would never, ever put my son or daughter in a stressful situation if, God forbid, they were having a drug problem. And if I did that, I figure when I die, I might as well report right to hell. Wow. I'm not going to even ask God to save me. I just respect him for a lot of things. There are very few people I dislike more than corrupt politicians. People I dislike more than corrupt politicians are miserable, narcissistic fathers who ruin their children.
But, you know, it's so funny to me that you seem like, I mean, you're that guy who's been, you know, putting away the mob since I was in high school. And you're a guy who definitely has character. And I think I was very surprised to see that you and Donald Trump, and I mean Donald Trump the celebrity beforehand, that you guys got along so well. It seemed like to me
Donald
that you were...
Trump, Donald Donald Trump. I don't know where the idea came about that Donald Trump is somehow dishonest.
Not that he's dishonest. Yeah, not that he's dishonest, but he definitely is
flamboyant.
Definitely flamboyant.
Well, I'm pretty flamboyant. I mean, we acted in a play together for charity. I played Marilyn Monroe, and he tried to pick me up. He didn't succeed. He didn't succeed.
Well, you know,
which is why I didn't become Secretary of State.
A couple of too many bagels, maybe.
he did make a real good pass at me, though.
It's hard not.
I've also played The Godfather, Beauty and the Beast, The Lion King. Well, I like to act.
Yeah,
and I expect at least a small award for my part in whatever that movie is.
I think you got a great attitude about it. I'll tell you that, and that's the number one way to
defuse
everything. Thank you, sir. It's a pleasure to talk to you. And
thank you
very much.
Take care.
So long. There you go. Rudy Giuliani. Boy, he likes to talk. He's got a lot of things to say.
I get the feeling he does not like the Bidens.
I mean, it's amazing how vocal he is about that. I mean,
he
like
said he would spit in his face.
Spit in his face.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
That is a lot.
A lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
I did not know about... I think that's the first time we're hearing of the details of the... of the laptop to that, in that, you know, that much information. I have not heard all that. I've been reading and looking at it, and I had not heard all that stuff. That is amazing. He does hate Joe Biden, huh?
A lot.
Now, I always have to listen to this and wonder how much of it is true on both sides.
Sure.
So I mean, you have to stop and go, can that all be true? Can they be getting all that money from foreign governments? Was he using his son to channel that money over here? I mean, that would be...
But for what?
What do you mean for what?
Like, what are they getting the money for?
So they would pay for favors. They would pay for, Joe Biden to do things, to help push things in their favor. And they would do that money through pay it through the kid. So it's all, you know, like they say in the money, it's all legal-like.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
And you know, clearly... It had an effect on the son being used like that for all these years. Or at least that's what Rudy Giuliani is saying. That's incredible.
But if all the evidence was as overwhelmingly correct as Giuliani says, wouldn't they be coming down on Biden? He'd be arrested.
But they're just having that now. They just got that now, Gio. I believe the same way he said that Borat released the movie right before the election. I believe that the laptop came out just right before the election. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I don't think the repairman was sitting on it going, what should I go? What should we do here? You can't take your computer to any repairman because eventually they're going to go through
kidding.
Stuff.
Yeah, no. Right.
Yeah. I think if I have a computer problem, I just set it on fire.
Yep. Oh, 100%, yeah.
Pour Coca-Cola all over it, break it up into four different pieces, send it throughout the country. Yeah.
There's no way that you're erasing anything or trying to hide anything with those guys. And if that thing comes in and it's a celebrity's thing, you know, or somebody that they feel like they have reason to look at it, forget about it.
Like, it's being investigated now, but like right now, Giuliani can literally say anything about this and it can go unfact-checked because
that's not necessarily...
hard drive or laptop is not out there.
But that's not necessarily true.
But it is out there.
Well, I mean, you can't go fact-check it right now. I mean, the FBI is investigating it, but you can't fact-check it.
Yeah, but like you said, I asked him, I said, why isn't 60 Minutes doing this? Why isn't it out there? And he's saying because they don't want it out there. They don't want this stuff released now.
Right, but I'm saying because he says he still has, you know, there's still things to be released and there's still things he has. So since he has that, it can't be fact-checked currently.
Mm.
It
like
is
today, as we're all
it's a pretty slanderous thing to say if it's not true, Gio.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know.
But right now, during a campaign...
There's no way to fact check.
You can't be slanderous during a campaign.
Right.
You can't say things that aren't true, especially when you're accusing somebody of you know collecting money from a foreign government and using their kid to do it, and making their kid a crack addict as a result of it. I mean, that was a lot of things that were said in that interview. We say interview, but we just let Giuliani talk.
Yeah,
I kept trying to get in there a little bit, but I figured it would be much better to just let him keep talking because stuff will just keep coming out.
Yeah.
Well, it was pretty interesting, and I got to tell you, I said the same thing about the Borat movie to him today that I said yesterday before I even knew he was going to be on the show. I think it was unfair to him. I think it's funny, and I'm glad they put it in the movie. but I think it's unfair to him, and it's designed to make him and Trump look bad when the truth is nothing bad really happened.
He's unfazed by it. He was laughing.
You know what, Gio? I think I'm assuming. I don't know this, okay? But when I get accused of things I didn't do, I don't get fazed by it. Yeah. I remember something happened one time. I don't want to talk about it. I'll tell you off the air. But my wife goes, how are you not more mad that this happened? I go, because I know the truth. I know that they can say whatever they want. I know the truth. That doesn't bother me at all.
I think it's also clear that he's known for quite some time because, you know, the story did come out how he called police, right? So he's known for a while that this was coming. You know what I mean?
Sure. Sure. And I think that the fact that he's playing it off like he is, laughing it off, is the smart thing to do because he was part of a practical joke. And I watched it again yesterday with Bobby. And it's even more ridiculous when you watch it a second time because you see where the edits are really bad. And sometimes when she says, let's go get a drink, I don't think that's from the same scene. When she says, let's go in the bedroom, rather, I don't think that's from the same scene where they actually walk in the bedroom. I think they took that audio from a previous moment in the taping and put it there.
Cause like, is her back turned?
Both of their backs were to the camera. Yeah. And they're also walking into the bedroom as it happened. So they made it look like they were like, let's go into the bedroom. I tried to figure it out. So I believe that they put the microphone on in that room. So when they were done to take the microphone off, they went in there to go take the equipment off. And, of course, they were expected to go back in there. That's why they had that room all camered up with the hidden cameras. It's crappy, but it's funny at the same time. I think it's good for a practical joke, but I think it's important that you point out that it's not the way it seems because it makes them look embarrassing. I mean, embarrassed. But the funny thing is that we also talk about who cares. Guy's 76 years old. If he thought he was going to bang a 24-year-old chick, and he's single and she's single, and she invites him into the bedroom, knock it out, RG. Who's mad at that? Do what you got to do. Let's go to TJ. TJ, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. What's up, TJ?
Hey, I just heard you guys talking about the laptop and that it's not just in the last few months that they figured out about this thing. It started back in 2019.
Yes. What I'm saying is that I believe that they held it until now in order to, to introduce it as a way to deter you from voting for Biden. It's the same thing I was saying with the Borat movie. They hold these things until the election.
Hello? Okay. Hello? Yes.
Goodbye.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, there's always the October surprise. That's, like the coin phrase.
Sure. And I think that this was, this was definitely something. And I think that there is something here. I do. But I don't think anything will ever come out of it. It's the same way when Trump said to Hillary, you'd be in jail. And that he was going to launch an investigation into her and all that, and that's never going to happen.
But if they have all that child, allegedly, if they found child porn and stuff, then why aren't they releasing
He didn't say child porn. He said,
what did he say?
Young girls.
Young girls.
Yeah, he's 76. A 30-year-old is young to him.
Okay.
We don't know how old. That's why
you're
I said.
You're right.
I don't know how young those girls are, and I would bet anything that if Rudy Giuliani had a picture of a young girl on that computer that he thinks was underage or in a sexual position, that would be everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
He would have released that everywhere.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm just wondering why he would even bring that up
because
if it's not something to use.
Because it helps him. It helps him to say young girls. It's a trait. They're all politicians.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, Galvin, the biggest takeaway was him saying he'd spit in Biden's face.
Spit right in his face.
I wanted to be like a double dog dare you. See what happens. You guys want to fight at the punch out? I can arrange for that to happen. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. Rudy Giuliani. Boy, he is fired up, huh?
Mm, yeah.
They know how important Florida is to them.
Very passionate.
They know. And we know, like he said, with the history in Broward County and the elections, the election supervisor that was down there and the problems that we've had, we don't want to be the one screwing this up. For this election too, Florida. It's always Florida.
Ugh. Yeah, doesn't it always come down to like Florida and Ohio?
Yeah,
or something like that.
Those are the states that you can turn. But I'm just saying, like some sort of election problem, some sort of scandal, from hanging chads to disappearing ballots and all that. We don't want it to be Florida. Anywhere.
2016,
here.
It was like 200,000 votes was the difference. I think just over.
It's crazy. Now they said 47 million people have early voted already. That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else vote yet? Just me?
I'm going to try to, I think.
What's that? Who's what?
I sent mine in yesterday.
Who'd you vote for? Do you want to say?
Nope.
No, you don't want to say?
No.
Not even to me, your friend?
I mean, off the air, I'll tell you.
Raise your right hand if it was Biden and your left hand if it was Trump.
Oh, wow.
Two hands. You can't vote for both people. Will you text me?
Yeah, I don't want to get any hate mail.
It's coming.
Why? Who cares? Steve's probably going to yell at you. Steve, you're on the Mike Calta Show. Good morning.
I'm not going to yell at anybody.
Oh, okay.
Hey, unless I misunderstood him or misheard him, I thought that he had said that he could not share the pictures because he would get in trouble. It would be considered child porn.
Yeah, that's what I...
Yeah, but I don't know how much I believe that, sir. I heard him say that.
I don't know how much I believe either, but I thought that's what he said. That's why he couldn't elaborate on it.
Let me tell you something. If I had a picture of child porn that, I don't know, say another radio morning show guy had or something in my competition that I was trying to smash, I would properly bar out what you need to bar out, like the sexual parts and the face, and I would hold a press conference and I would hold it up and go, this is what I found on Orlando's hard drive.
Oh!
I'm just saying, hypothetically, Orlando's not into that. So I'm just saying. But that's what I would do. I would show it to the best of my... I'd show it enough to where you could see it to know that there was a crime committed, for sure.
Yeah, I agree. If he had something like that, you would think he would be doing that. But I just say that's what I thought he had said, that he didn't mean just necessarily a younger woman, but
right,
but that he would actually be in trouble for it.
Well, yeah, I need to see it before I could really sign off on that, but I appreciate the pointing that out. Jay, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show.
What up, man? What's going on?
How you doing?
I'm confused, man. I'm real confused at the moment. I'm confused. I don't know who I want to vote for. I'm confused.
I get you. I feel you, sir. I understand what you're saying. You're hearing things from both sides.
Now, Jay, I'm to understand you're confused.
Which way are you leaning?
I'm confused. Say that again?
Which way are you leaning? What do you normally do?
Okay, I'm gonna be honest. I've been voting Democrat a long time. I'm gonna be honest. I'm a Black African American. I've been voting Democrat, and I really don't like how the Democrats usually run things, you know? And I don't, to be honest, I don't like Trump, and I don't like Biden. I can care less for either one of them.
Personally, you know, or personally, or their record? Because you got to look at their record. And
personally, I'm saying personally, but when I look at their record, I look at all the stuff Biden has did with the crack bill and, you know, with the segregation and, you know, this KKK guy, he was just at the meet, the funeral, and, you know, just look certain stuff, maybe 49 and stuff. And, you know, I haven't seen too much bad stuff from Trump. The only bad things I see is them trying to gain votes from them type of people. That's it.
I don't understand what you say. Tell me what you say. You got bad stuff from Trump. I don't know what you mean.
When I say that, I see the manipulation in him.
Oh yeah, he's good at that.
When he tried to gain votes, I don't fear that he's a racist. I fear that he tries to gain votes from certain people. You know, that's just like with Obama. He tried to gain votes from the LGBT community. He don't give nothing about the LGBT. You know, he don't care. Just like Trump probably don't know nothing about them other people. You know what I'm saying? He might not know nothing about them. But he want to gain their vote.
Of course. That's what they do. That's what they need to survive. Votes. They don't care who's voting for them. They just want the votes.
You know, I'm pretty sure Biden ain't going to come out and say, hey, fuck Black Lives Matter. He's not going to say that. You know? He's just not going to say it. He's not going to disavow Black Lives Matter. Not saying that Trump isn't, you know, he's a part of that organization, but he's not going to disavow them just like that because he wants their vote.
Yeah, and it's the same way
the people vote.
The same way that that Trump didn't want to say a bad thing about the Proud Boys is that you don't want to alienate that group. You don't want them to get them mad because you want
to
vote.
You don't
want to
do that.
The only thing you could do, Jay,
he wants to be in power.
Jay, the only thing you could do is not listen to anybody. Spend a couple of minutes looking up things and going to find out the answers to your questions that you have privately and go find the answers and then make your choice that way. That's the only thing you could do. Don't rely on the intimidation of other people on either side. Go find out what's most important to you. Go research how they've voted in the past and what they've done for whatever it is that interests you, and then make your decision based on that. It's the only smart way to do it.
You know what I really want, honestly? I just want everybody to be happy.
Yeah, it's never going to happen.
Once, it's not, but guess what? Once we die and perish, we die and perish.
That's it.
Nobody ain't going to care about you a month later.
Waste your time fighting and making life miserable for each other while you're alive. And as I get older, I realize you don't have that much time. It goes real quick.
You don't.
Yeah.
We don't borrow time. And with this borrowed time right now, we fighting within each other in America. It's a war right now in America right now. And we don't even see it.
I don't know. Is it, Jay, though? Is it? Or are they just trying to convince us there is? Is there a war? I'm not at war. I like you.
No, I understand that. We're not at war, but it's people at war with each other.
But I think a lot of those people are manipulated into believing there's a war and believing that they have to go out there and fight and they have to pick a side and they have to do that. That's what we've been told to do.
See, Mike, it ain't that. The reality is the reality is certain people like me, like you, we're not going to be on the forefront. We're not going to do that. So we're not fighting this war. So the people who are standing on the forefront, they're fighting this war. And the war is racial division. Right now, we're at a war with race. Right now, we are. We're at a war with race. When you got somebody tell you, go back to your country, or when you got a black guy telling you, oh, you C-word, white man say you N-word, This is a race war. It is.
Let me ask you a question. If it's a race war, why am I not mad at you? Why are you not mad at me? You're a black guy. I'm a white guy. I have no problem with you, and I certainly don't have a problem with you because you're black. And it's not just you. I think the problem is that now we start watching it on TV, and we start going, well, maybe there's a race war. I don't know. Maybe I should be concerned with this. Maybe I shouldn't talk to Jay. Jay's going to be like, I ain't listening to no white guy in the morning. That's how it starts. That's how it's manipulated. It's broadcast to you.
Basically, you're saying it's manipulated through the media.
It's definitely manipulated through the media. You have a gang of people who are mad, and they go out and they want to march in the street. 98% of the world never sees about it until it's all over the media, and then it grows and it gets bigger, and then everybody starts going, well, they must, I hate them now, and they must hate us now, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. I mean, think about it in your personal life, and I don't know you, but think about it in your personal life. Is there a race war? Have you been in a majority of your, I'm not saying you've never run into racism, but in a majority of your life, have you felt like all white people hate you? That you're treated differently by all white people? I don't feel that way about all black people. You're going to have some instances, but
some instances in certain situations you're going to have in your life.
Right. But do you feel like for the most part in your daily travels, it's a race war that you can't be around white people and most white people hate you? Do you really feel that way?
Nah, my mom worked for plenty of white people.
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't got no problem with them. We ain't got no problem with them. They ain't got no problem with us. We love them. They love us.
Yeah. And that's part of the problem is it becomes part of the problem.
That's on the forefront.
The problem is it's them and us. It's not them and us. It's we. We're all the same idiots. We're all the same people. Whether you're darker or lighter, we're all the same idiots together. But they've got us saying them and us. Now it's two different people. We're all human beings, and we let people convince us that there's a difference and that there's a part that we shouldn't like each other or we should be cautious of each other. Hey, look, Jay, I got to move on, but I appreciate your call, brother.
No problem, Mike.
All right. Thank you, pal. Have a good day. Let's go to Ron. Ron, good morning. You're on the Mike Calta Show. What's up,
Ron? Hey, Mike, I'm a first-time caller, man. I heard you, talking about the computer or whatnot with the pedophilia on it.
Well, alleged pedophilia. I don't know. In my opinion, there's going to be no pedophilia, but go ahead.
But exactly. Honestly, if it was pedophilia, Biden would be everywhere. In jail right now.
Biden would be in jail, and it would be on every...
Exactly.
All you would have to do is stand on the corner with a picture of it and hold a press conference, and it would be everywhere.
Well, Trump owns the, the Department of, he basically has his own attorney.
Right, he can go and press charge.
Under jail right now.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, so, I agree with you. These things are manipulated in October to make it seem like it's the worst possible situation.
Exactly. The guy is just, he's a TV personality. He's not a president. He's that's just what he is.
Well, who are you talking about? Trump?
Trump.
Trump is the president, buddy. I don't know if you guys know, but he's been for almost 4 years now.
He's the president, but he's not a president.
Well, he's not a traditional president like you've seen in your lifetime. He is somebody who is a non-traditional president. I'll give you that. And yes, he had some celebrity to him. That's what helped got him elected. But he is a non-traditional president, and I don't think the world is ready for it.
I don't think you're right. I don't think nobody was ready for this.
Listen, anybody. my buddy Bobby Kelly said to me the other day, he said, I hope Biden wins. And I said, why? And he goes, because I want to go back in the Matrix. I want to take the red pill, and I want everything to go back to where it used to be, where we didn't know about any of the corruption, we didn't have to deal with any of this stuff, and I had the job and all that thing. He just wants his old life back. And he's ready to go back into the Matrix like a lot of people are. They want to turn their head and they want to say, I don't want to hear any of this stuff. I don't want to know any of this stuff. It was a lot easier and we didn't know before. And unfortunately, too many people say that.
Not to bust your bubble, but we still don't know about the corruption. There's plenty more than you know about.
Oh, you're not busting my bubble. I agree with you, sir. I agree with you. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for having a great phone call. You guys have a great day.
All right, pal. Let's go to Francisco. Francisco, you're on the Mike Calda Show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I just want to say this is the first time I'm calling.
Thank you.
I really enjoy the morning with you guys. It makes my life easier in the morning. You guys are amazing.
I appreciate that, Francisco.
You're welcome. I'm a retired military, and before I joined the military, I was a little bit leaning to the Democrat.
Right.
When I joined in the military, I really realized what the Democrats do to the military personnel. Every time the Democrat is in power, we don't have any equipment. We have to use what we had 10 years back to use it for training. If we're going to Afghanistan or we're going to Iraq and stuff like that, when Obama was in power, or he was the president and the commander in chief, we didn't have any equipment. We don't even have money to send our troops to basically get training.
Right.
Because we didn't have, he cut all the funds to the military. And that's the problem with the Democrats. They really cut the funds. The first thing they do is cut the funds. Or they don't cut the funds, but they don't allocate one specific amount for the military. We are basically the security of the nation. And we don't have that. We don't get that.
Yes.
So, and I understand everybody's talking about Trump, about Biden. The problem is one is politician, the other one is not.
Right.
One talks like a regular me and you, and the other one is just the BS of a politician.
Yep.
And I really don't like that. I'm a Latino. And I got what I earned. And because my sweat, I defend this country. I have what I have. And I really appreciate it. I really love this country. I really do.
Where are you from?
You know,
where's your family from? Puerto Rico. Okay.
Puerto Rico.
So, you've been through it. You've served for this country, and from your angle, you should be like, hey, I'm dedicating my life and donating my time to defend this country and learn. They should at least give us the proper equipment and funding we need in order to be as strong as we should be as the leading nation in the world. What about your veterans affairs? How is that for you after you got out?
It's been amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Everything has been better. The turnaround in appointments sometimes is still the same. But I saw the change when a Republican, it doesn't matter if it's Trump or it was Bush. It doesn't matter who was.
Right.
You can really feel the difference when you go to the VA or stuff like that. And it wasn't not only training and supply for the veterans. It was more like, okay, if you want to get an appointment, oh, sorry, we don't have the medicine or we need to wait for medicine. It's stuff like that.
That's
one of the main things that really opened my eye. I was like, okay, so when Bush, I did 5 tours between Iraq and Afghanistan. All the tours that I did, it was 3 with Bush, 2 with Obama. The last 2, it was horrible.
You felt the difference. You can tell the difference.
Yes.
That's insane.
It's completely. We were well equipped, trained, and better than ever when Bush it was on
when he was
the chief of staff. Yes. And that's why I'm scared. You know, I don't care. Yes, I'm going to vote for him because I'm voting for my fellow soldiers that are in service right now. That they're going to suffer. They will see. They're going to suffer as soon as Democrats go in power.
Yeah.
They will see. They will suffer. And you know, it's a reality.
Well, you know, you were there firsthand. Francisco, thank you for your call. And I don't want to be cheesy, but also thank you for your service. Five tours is nothing to joke about, man. Thank you.
All right, thank you, sir. Have a great day,
buddy. That's pretty insane. I want to point out two things. One, I've never served in office, and I don't know. That came straight from a veteran right there. That's his interpretation of how things went down when he was there. So I have to take his word for it. Can't argue with it. I'm talking about this. I'm taking all your phone calls as they come in. I'm not picking and choosing them. I am not telling you who to vote for. I don't care who you vote for. I know who I'm voting for. I didn't even try to convince my wife who to vote for. You go do your thing. You vote for whoever you want to vote for, and that makes me happy. This country allows you to go and make your own opinion and go and make your own decisions and vote. So don't think that I'm trying to preach to you to go vote for Trump. I don't care what you do. You go do your thing. Let me go to Steve. Steve, you're on the Mike Calda Show. Good morning.
Yes. Good show, by the way. I listen to you every morning from 6 to 6 every day.
God bless you.
I want to talk about racism.
Okay.
You can't. No, it's like in this world, no one can speak racism in this world because I can drive by on a highway, and someone's going to be like, "Oh, you can't drive on this interstate. Paul, go the same way I go. It's racist." Everybody uses that word, like they don't use it for what it actually means because there's a couple meanings to racism.
I think we all know what we're getting at when we say it, though.
Yes, but I mean. A lot of people is not voting for Trump. A lot of people is voting for Trump. I'm voting for Trump for a couple of reasons.
Because you're racist?
No, not racist at all.
I'm joking.
Not racist at all.
All right.
But I watch my news on Snapchat, which is through Stay Tuned.
Right.
Sometimes I'll watch it on Facebook. Like, I didn't even watch the debate last night. Sometimes I'll even watch it on Facebook.
I don't know really what's going on, but you're a nice guy, but you're a terrible phone caller. Yeah. Thank you for your call. There's too much background noise. There's too many slow
long pauses.
And I have no idea what you were talking about.
What we like when you call is to do long pauses and then have, like, hold your phone out the window.
There's people on hold. Please stay on hold. If you'd like, I will take your phone calls when we come back. But I know I got to take a break, right?
Yes.
I would assume we're super late. All right. Well, there you go. We'll get the Giuliani up on our Facebook page or on theboneonline.com so you can go listen to it if you missed it.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.